Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today I thought we would talk about the next generation. Last night I had the opportunity to listen to a group of young men and young women talk about what was important to them and their children and the world. And I was so excited to just listen and to hear the knowledge, the focus, the goals, and their life's view and value. Because, you know, we hear a lot about how the next generation is lost or they have these other issues and that they're, you know, creating problems or they're just not focused. And none of that was true. And, you know, I should have, you know, figured out how many people I was listening to, but I'm going to say there was probably between 18 and 20 people. And it was just, it was encouraging to me as a mother. It was endearing to me as a grandmother. And it just made me realize that there is so much more out there that we are not seeing. And, you know, I wasn't doubting that we had great thinkers and what they call movers and shakers in the community. That is never my issue. But I was concerned because I wasn't sure people were staying connected with everything that's going on right now. Honey, let me tell you, this next generation is on fire. They are connected in ways we never were. And they are blazing a trail for their children and for their community. This group was talking about mental health, legacy, ancestry, and supporting one another. There was no egos on the table. It was just love. And for someone who is visually impaired and oftentimes left out of the conversation, left out of the community, and looked past or over, I just appreciated being that fly on the wall. You know, I appreciated hearing children of God say in their own way, they were saying, you know, I know what's going on in the world, but I'm not going to be hindered about this world, what's going on and the problems. We know the problems are there. What can we do to help our community make it to the next step? And, you know, it was just as a mother and a community mother, it was just amazing. And one of the most exciting things that I think that has happened to me in the last 15, 16 years, you know, to just hear these babies, right? And they're not babies. They got babies of their own. But I'm just going to tell you, in my heart, that's what they were to me. They were babies. They were just, you know, the kind of people that you just say, thank God that I'm alive to see this generation put their roots down and support one another, open up the subjects that they need to be dealing with, and inviting each other to be present. And it was like a dream come true for me. You know, as I was raising my children, I often thought that I was missing on some of the most important occasions of their lives, because I was working or I was at school, and I was always seeing the battle without seeing the end goal. And I knew what I wanted for my children, and I knew what I needed to support them And the interesting thing was, I was also at that time just trying to figure out the best way through. And I'm thinking, if I had had a group like these women and young men, how much more on fire I could have been for the community, for my children, and for myself, if I had found this kind of a, it's kind of like an incubator of just brilliant minds. And so initially, you know, I had some other topics for you that I wanted to talk about, but I just went to sleep last night with a new joy in my heart and a new love in my mind and the possibilities for this next generation. And, you know, so when I write, I'm writing to get through challenges in my life. So you'll see that I write for the next generation, I write for the current generation, and I write for the ancestors. Now, I haven't shared a lot of the things I've written about genealogy and ancestry and that kind of stuff yet. And, you know, this year, my family and I, we looked at some goals about what we want to do with our, with the book collection. And since I have a huge catalog of prose, poetry, and essays and affirmations, you know, we really needed to sit down and separate them in ways so that we can get the information out to support others in their journey. And so, you know, right now we're still working with the Poetry from the Heart, but we also have the next four series out of what's there. People could follow if someone needed to come behind me and do that. And it's nice to be able to clear my mind and really put down roots for a legacy of love and support, and to just highlight, you know, love, God's word, and opportunity for those who may not see their opportunities. And so, you know, with this next series we're doing, it's going to be on community, you know, community issues, community goals, and just living in God's love. And so I'm excited and revitalized and energized for the possibilities that that we, our community holds. And so I just want to encourage you to keep focused, set some goals for yourself. You know, maybe start with a 3-month goal, a 6-month goal, and then do a 9-month goal. You know, if you've already done goal planning, make sure you're doing your 1-year, 3-year, 5-year goal, because even though things are kind of off balance right now, you can set your foot on solid ground and you can achieve the goals you had. You just need to tweak them a little bit. And so as I was sitting here and contemplating, you know, my goals, I realized that although I'm missing a lot in the community, I'm not missing everything. You know, I can still find ways to support the next generation. And that's really one of my main goals. My belief is that when I help myself, my children, I'm helping the world, right? I don't think that we are as closed off or as limited as we often think we are, because it's like a chain effect, or as you see the dominoes fall, right? The dominoes flow and, you know, they don't stop. They just touch the next one to them and the next one. And by doing that, you actually end up building a stronger community. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you as you, you know, go through your day, however you've been adjusting to life situations, to keep moving with that, because you can make a difference. And so if you've got some physical issues, such as myself with my eyes, if you've got other health issues, and you find that your way is sometimes blocked, or you can't quite see over the problem and look at the horizon that's coming up, reach out and don't stop, because the world needs your energy for it to flow in synchronicity. And together, we can make a difference. We just have to be willing to try. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing evening of rest. Keep giving life your best, and trust that the blazed trail that you are leaving will grow and be met with the force of the next generation. I am cheering for you. I love you, and I want to honor you on your journey. So let us know how we can help you. Feel free to leave a message, and know that one of us will address the issue. All right? Take care, and have a blessed day. Goodbye.